Good morning, boys and girls. If you would like, you can come up here and sit on the dots. Brother and sister can sit together. Divya is supposed to help me with the story. Let's see how that goes. Good morning, boys and girls. Did we eat this morning? Kind of? Okay, let's hear it a little louder. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
I think you need a snack. Okay. Who is your neighbor? Divya said Miss Dawn. Who is your neighbor? Are you her neighbor? Why not? Because she doesn't live next to you? Well, let me tell you something. That's not true.
Because you don't live next to someone doesn't mean you're not there.
Very good. Yes, this story is a story that Jesus told. He says, one day Jesus was talking to a crowd of people. A teacher of the law in the crowd asked him a question. What do I have to do to live forever? What does it say in the law? Jesus asked. Okay. He says, Jesus asked kindly, the law says to love the Lord with all your heart. The teacher answered, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. But who is my neighbor? Then Jesus told the story.
There was a man walking on the road. And he got beaten up.
And they took all his money, left him half dead on the ground, took his clothes off too. Remember? What else? Then there comes a man, and he sees this man beat up, bleeding, and he's like, ew, I'm not going there. He runs on the other side of the road. Does he stop and help?
No.
Then there comes another man. And he sees the guy too. And he's like, ooh. Goes on the other side of the road. Does he help?
No.
What happens, Divya? Then there comes.
A good Samaritan.
What does he do?
He helped the man.
And then? Put him on donkey.
And put him on a donkey.
Yes, he helps the man. This good Samaritan stops. He helps the man. He puts him on a donkey. He cleans up his wounds and takes him to an inn. When he goes to the inn, he tells the man, I'll leave you some money here and you take care of this man for me because he's really, really hurt. And he does take care of the man. So, well, Jesus said, the Samaritan knelt down beside the wounded man. He carefully washed his cuts and bandaged him. Then he helped the poor traveler onto his own donkey and slowly led down the donkey to town. The Samaritan took the injured man in an inn. Please take care of this man, he said to the innkeeper. Here is some money. If you spend more, I will give you more when I come back. Jesus looked at the teacher. Which of these three men was the neighbor to the traveler? Which one was the neighbor? The Samaritan, very good, the Samaritan man. The man knew the answer. The one who took care of him, he answered. That's exactly right, Jesus said, with a big smile. Go and do the same thing. It doesn't matter what people look like or talk like or smell like. Jesus asked us to help our neighbors. Anyone who needs help, let's be like the good Samaritan, okay? So we don't have to be next door neighbors. Anybody that you come in contact with, show Jesus' love to them, and he will bless you. All right? Now, let's pray. Close your eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you once more for bringing each boy and girl here. We ask that they learn something from the story and that they can apply it in their life each day. Thank you for blessing us, guiding us, and keep us safe. In your name we pray. Amen. You can go back to class.